Welcome into another edition of the fastest 2 hours in radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and certainly a very big weekend in college hoops as we get you ready for the men's Final Four in Dallas. But at the forefront of my mind is the NBA playoffs and positioning, especially in the Western Conference, as it is a fight to the finish to secure a spot in postseason play and to be a participant. So we are delighted to welcome back in the Quicken Loans studios the Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer, always a Big E favorite, the great Mark Folliwell. Good evening, Mark.
And good evening to you, Elissa. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. The countdown is certainly on. And Mark, I have to mention to our listeners tonight, this is what your ninth season as a television play-by-play announcer, your 13th overall with the team. And I know you've been so blessed to cover the league for many, many years. Just size up for us what has transpired in the Western Conference and this playoff race, because it's been a consistent cluster for such a long time. I mean, are we looking at potentially a 50-win team could fail to make the playoffs this year?
At this point, I would say with where the Mavs stand and where Phoenix and Memphis stands, I don't think a team's going to win 50 and miss. You know, the Mavs with their record right now, they're really, you know, they're on the razor's edge in terms of mathematically even being able to get to 50 at this point. So I think that a 48-win team could conceivably be sitting out of the playoffs and be on the outside looking in. And in the modern era, that's the most wins. And when I say modern era, Alyssa, I'm referring to 16 teams qualifying for the playoffs, and that's been happening since 1984. So since 1984, the most wins to miss the playoffs was the 07-08 Golden State Warriors, who won 48. And I think it's very, very likely that a 48-win team will be on the outside looking in. I think 48-49, that probably is going to be the line that's going to differentiate in or out when it comes to the race for 8 or 9. I could be wrong. I mean, somebody could surprise me and win more than I expect them to down the stretch. But Phoenix and Memphis have tough schedules. They've got some challenging games that they still have yet to play. So that's probably going to keep one of those three teams that are battling for the last two spots from getting to 50 wins. And somebody's going to have a lot of wins, not 50, but a lot of wins, and be, sadly for them, on the outside looking in.
The Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer Mark Folliwell is joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And you rattle off the teams of Phoenix, Memphis, and of course Dallas, I mean, fighting for their life for those final spots. What needs to happen other than a win for Dallas to get some separation here? I mean, what are they lacking? What are they not doing, and their inability to finish out some games?
Well, they're just, you know, as Rick Carlisle, I mean, you've been at a lot of press conferences that Rick's had this year before and after games, and I think Rick's pretty honest about what the team is, and I think most people that looked at the team and analyzed it going into the year figured that this would be what the Mavs are, and that they are a very, very good offensive team, and when it comes to defense and rebounding, those just, quite frankly, aren't strengths of their team, and whenever defense and secondarily rebounding are not strengths of your team, then, you know, when it's hard to get those critical stops, those one or two stops that represent the difference between winning or losing or going to overtime and ultimately losing, then that's where it is. So the Mavs just have to be a little bit better whenever they're trying to see out these 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 point leads in the final 2 minutes of games. I mean, they just, you know, for example, recently against Golden State, they had that loss on Tuesday night, and they just gave up entirely too many open looks or open opportunities inside when they were trying to protect leads in the final couple of minutes of both regulation and of overtime. And so I think that's probably, if the Mavs don't get in, what they're going to look back at and regret is that they had some leads late in games, and they didn't play well enough defensively to be able to see out those games. And so that's where they've got to be better in terms of getting enough wins in their last handful of games to be able to edge into the playoffs.
The Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer Mark Folliwell joining us tonight at YSR. And of course, the Mavericks, they are in LA to face the Lakers, but they just wrapped up a very unusual homestand of what, 8 straight games. And I think Rick had shared with you in a pregame interview that was 1/5 of their home schedule. There's always distractions in that, and certainly they faced a number of quality opponents. Mark, how do you think the Mavericks responded in that stretch of games at home?
Well, I think they're going to be disappointed that they came out of it 4-4. That's for sure. You know, it's funny. I look back at the losses recently, and look back at the whole homestand recently, and 7 of the 8 games were right down to the wire. There were 4 losses that the Mavs had where they led in the final minute and a half of the fourth quarter. 3 of their 4 wins were one possession games in the final minute. So, you know, I think that they faced a lot of quality opponents, and that certainly made it a really challenging homestand. But I think they're definitely going to be disappointed at getting out of it 4-4. I went into it hoping they would go 6-2, but realistically, my prediction was that they would go 5-3, and they certainly had their chances to go 5-3 or better, and a couple of games that they were right there on the doorstep of being able to close out, they couldn't. So I thought, look, you know, they played hard, they played well in a lot of those games. They didn't have the right tone at the beginning of the Minnesota game, and regrettably, that's one that got away from them, and that's one of all the games in the homestand that they probably, losing to Brooklyn, losing to Golden State, losing to the Clippers, those are all going to be playoff teams, and in the case of at least one of them, they're going to be a top four seed in their conference, and Brooklyn and Golden State have been top five teams since the All-Star break. So losing to those guys, that's not a huge shame and something like that. That they came out and they got behind by 22 points against Minnesota. That's the really disappointing game to me, the homestand, that you set a very, very bad tone in a game that you clearly needed and played very poorly at the beginning. And they came back and they were in a position to win it, but if they hadn't played so poorly at the beginning of the game, then maybe it would not have been a game hanging in the balance in the last minute of the game that they ultimately weren't able to close out and win. Like I said, I did think they played hard and played well and, went out and competed their butts off on the homestand. I don't, feel like there's any doubt about that. But that one particular game was a letdown that just, can't and should not have happened, and it cost them.
Well, Mark, there certainly was some highs. Of course, the overtime win against Oklahoma City, but as you'd mentioned earlier, the heartbreaker against the Golden State Warriors, and of course, Curry hitting that game winner. And I have to just share, it just seems like at times this season, the Mavericks have been a bit of a mystery to me. They've proven that they are capable of beating elite teams, whether it is in Oklahoma City, the Pacers, or Houston. They've done that several times. Mm-hmm. It just seems like this team plays so Jekyll Hyde. They have these thrilling wins, but then there's a letdown. They barely get by Sacramento. Right. It's giving me an ulcer, Mark.
Well, they are entertaining and nerve-wracking all bundled up into one and anxiety-producing. And look, it's been great theater. It's great entertainment. But it gets back to the fact that what you're describing, Alyssa, is sort of why they are the team I thought they would be. And that is a team, my prediction going into the beginning of the season mm-hmm. was 48 wins. And there's a very, very good chance that's the number they're going to end up on. Maybe 47, maybe 49. We'll see, how this last week and a half of the season plays out. But I think that, that's what you would expect out of a team of that record, that they would certainly, you're not going to get a 48 to 50 win season by just feasting on lesser teams below you. You can't get that high without, that number of wins without being able to beat some elite teams. And because they are an elite offensive team and can make shots, and they're going to win their fair share of games because of that. But there's also going to be a lot of games where they're going to be right there and they're not going to be able to finish them off. And there's also going to be a lot of games against lesser opponents because they can't get stops on a consistent basis, leaves the game hanging in the balance at the end, and they're able to ultimately win the game, but it leaves a lot of games that I think most people think should have more separation. They end up being a little bit closer than you would like for them to be. But there's probably a lot of other teams that are sitting in the same boat as the Mavs that are going to be around 46, 47, 48, 49, 50 wins, and their season's probably played out in very similar fashion. You have a lot of close games and you show the ability to beat good teams, but you can't win all of them. And that's what separates the Dallases and Memphis and, teams at the lower part of their respective conference playoff brackets from San Antonio and Oklahoma City and Indiana when they were playing well, which they haven't been lately, and Miami, of course. That's what separates the good from the great.
We are going one-on-one with the Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer Mark Folwell this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're getting ready to take a quick commercial break, and we will continue to break down and size up the Western Conference as the playoff race. It is so tight, so clustered, and there are teams certainly fighting for their lives to be able to advance to this year's 2014 NBA playoffs. We will be right back with much more at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at eradiosports.com and Twitter @eradiosports, and we will be right back.